From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Turkey has ordered the detention of more than 40 journalists as a crackdown against the July 15th failed coup continues. The government says it's investigating possible criminal conduct, while one media group fears a witch hunt against journalists deemed critical of the government. Regional analyst Stephen Zunis of the University of San Francisco says it would appear President Recep Tayyip Erdogan is trying to solidify his hold on power.
Despite the broad opposition to the coup across the political spectrum in Turkey, it appears that Erdogan is using it as an excuse to crack down on any and all opposition.
The crackdown is aimed at those believed to be allied with exiled Muslim cleric Fethullah Gulen, currently in the U.S., and whose extradition has been demanded. Turkey accuses him of being behind the attempted coup. Gulen denounced the failed coup and denied taking part in it. Tens of thousands of soldiers, civil servants, police, academics, and judges have been targeted in the two-week crackdown that has been criticized by the European Union. EU Commission President Jean-Claude Juncker said he believes Turkey in its current state is in no position to become an EU member anytime soon. South Sudanese leader Salva Kiir has replaced his first vice president in rival Riek Machar and appointed Taban Dongai as his replacement. Machar was named to the post just last April as part of a peace agreement ending more than 2 years of civil war that killed tens of thousands and displaced millions. The rivalry between Mr. Kiir and Machar erupted into violence earlier this month, threatening the peace deal. Machar left the capital, Juba, refusing to return until an international buffer force is created to separate rival fighters. This is VOA News. A 27-year-old Syrian migrant who set off an explosion that killed himself and wounded at least a dozen others in Ansbach, Germany, was, according to the Islamic State news agency, a soldier of the IS group. Bavaria's top security official told reporters Monday the attacker recorded a video on his cell phone pledging allegiance to IS leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi.
Was mir aktuell besonders wichtig erscheint, ist...
Meanwhile, Germany's interior minister Thomas de Maizière has ordered beefed-up security at transport hubs and elsewhere. Officials say the attacker tried to kill himself twice before and received psychiatric treatment. He was denied asylum last year but allowed to stay in the country because of fighting in Syria. UN Syrian envoy Stefan de Mistura reportedly will meet Tuesday with senior U.S. and Russian officials in Geneva in a fresh bid to revive suspended talks on a political transition. Monday, U.S. officials cast doubt on the prospect for a military partnership with Moscow in the fight against Islamic State. General Joseph Dunford is the U.S. Joint Chiefs of Staff chairman.
Our engagement with the Russians is limited to contacts to ensure safety of flight and the safety of our people on the ground. Secretary Kerry is negotiating at this time or discussing with the Russians some other alternatives. But without seeing that specific framework within which other contacts may be made, it's hard for me to comment on whether or not it'd be viable.
Defense Secretary Ashton Carter said Russia is focused primarily on supporting the Damascus government, which he said has only prolonged the five-year conflict. In Japan, at least 19 people killed, dozens wounded, after an attack by a man wielding a knife at a facility for the disabled. It is believed to be Japan's worst mass killing in decades. Three of the Democratic Party's best-known personalities offered endorsements for likely presidential nominee Hillary Clinton at the party's four-day national convention in Philadelphia. Late Monday, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, who ran a surprisingly strong primary challenge to Clinton, expressed his solidarity with her.
Hillary Clinton will make an outstanding president, and I am proud to stand with her tonight. Thank you all very much.
Sanders told cheering supporters, based on her ideas and leadership, she must become president and defeat Republican rival Donald Trump. First Lady Michelle Obama and Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren also offered their endorsements. The Solar Impulse 2 has ended its 17-month round-the-world odyssey, becoming the first sun-powered plane to circumnavigate the globe. The Swiss-engineered aircraft returned to Abu Dhabi Tuesday, where its two pilots began their historic 42,000-kilometer journey March of 2015. Japanese stocks slumped Tuesday following a slump in oil prices and a surge in yen and a fall in U.S. stock prices. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.